Hello, is this Deborah?
Who's calling?
My name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation.
Somebody else already called me by answering a couple of some questions.
All right.
A couple of days ago. All right.
Okay. Well, we did call, but it says that the survey wasn't finished here. So, the last question where they left off was...
How long are you going to keep me on the phone? I talked to somebody a couple of days ago, and can you go ahead with this conversation before I end it?
Well, I'm not much. I want to stay less than 10 minutes.
Yes, I hope so. Got people over here. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on.
I mean, keep the president, not the president.
Oh. All right. Yeah. Well, this question, it's not really about voting. It's just, I'm going to give you a list of issues, and if you could rate them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that this is a really important issue that the president and Congress should really focus on fixing. Number 5 means that it's somewhat important, and 0 means that it's not important at all. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is protecting voting rights and democracy.
What do you mean, voting rights? Yeah, everybody should vote, but a lot of people ain't going to vote. But I ain't
all right.
One of them. Yeah.
All right. Well, for this one, it's just if you think it's like, how much of it, right. Like an issue it is that you think it's really important to address.
I think vote. They should vote.
All right. So would you say it's a 10 then? Because it's really important that we should protect voting rights and democracy?
Yes.
All right. What about making housing more affordable?
Yes, they need to do that because people can't, it's hard enough out here trying to live. People can't pick up so many all over the place. So they should try to make housing affordable.
All right, so would that be a 10?
Going up.
Okay, so would that be a 10 then?
Yes.
All right, what about reducing crime and gun violence?
Oh, they need to... They need to get on that ASAP. All over the world is out of hand.
So also a 10?
Yes.
And what about fighting racism and discrimination?
Say it again.
Fighting racism and discrimination?
They need to stop that. We ain't back in slavery, guys.
All right, so you're also a 10 then? Okay. So thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
I say it's in between, so I don't know. I can't give that no 10. It's like in between.
Well, in between would be staying about the same.
Yeah, it's about the same.
All right. So, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
They're about the same.
About the same? Yeah. All right. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? And you can select up to 2 issues. So, the list of issues goes ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, vaping, opioids and fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, or marijuana and other cannabis products.
All that other stuff, the opiates, fentanyl, and all that other hard stuff that's killing people.
All right. So, choosing, like, specific ones, you said opioids, and which other one do you think is...
All that bad stuff. I mean, they got weed they sell in the store, which I don't smoke none of that crap. But all that other stuff, a 10.
All right. So now I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. And tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence medication, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
It's affecting people, not only in the African community, all over, all people of color.
All right, but would you say you agree or disagree with advancing the tobacco harm reduction?
This is, I agree. I mean, it is what it is. People gonna smoke regardless, but I don't know which number I want to categorize that, because as long as they make cigarettes, so that's something.
All right. So would you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree to what? To stop the people from smoking?
This one is, if you strongly agree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African-American community.
Yes, it's strongly.
Strongly? All right. So now I'd like you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. And for each, if you could tell me whether, if you're very familiar with this, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with the product. The first one is oral nicotine pouches.
All that stuff don't work. I'm a smoker. I had the gum, the lozenges. They need to come up with something else, because it might help some people, but the majority of people, it don't help. So it's just a waste.
All right. So would you say you're very familiar with these products?
Yes, I had them myself.
All right. What about e-cigarettes or vapes?
I don't know. I wouldn't try that. Nope. I don't know nothing about it. I heard about it. Nope.
All right. And what about heat-not-burn tobacco products?
I don't understand. What do you mean, heat products?
Heat, not burn tobacco products?
Yeah, well, I guess.
if you don't know what it is, it's totally fine.
No worries. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, no worries. So, as you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death. Accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. So after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for why people choose to change from cigarettes to smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives? Because there has been more education in anti-tobacco advertising, because the cost of smoking has gone up, because there has been an introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or because the government has made more restrictions and bans.
Yes, but the only thing I can come up with, they need to try something else. Other than packages, lozenges, just come up with something else. So that question you asked me, can't answer that. People got smoke regardless, whatever stipulations they put on a pack or whatever, commercials, whatever, they still gonna smoke.
All right. So, kind of based on the options I gave you, the four options, what would you think is the primary reason for these changes? And I can repeat them again.
What?
I can repeat them again, the options, if you would like.
They should come up with something else other than the patches, the gum, and that lozenges. Come up with something better.
All right.
Because everything they got out here don't work for everybody.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to give you two statements that some people have made about cigarette smoking, and if you could please tell me which one you agree with more. So statement A says, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risks to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. And statement B says, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. So which statement do you agree with more, the first one or the second?
I don't agree with none of them, but like I say, I'm a smoker, so I'm not going to answer that, but they just need to come up with other stuff. Whatever products they got out here, people going to try it, and they're going to venture it for themselves. But they just, my opinion, they need to come up with something better than lozenges, some patches, and that gum. That's the only answer I can give you towards that.
All right. So would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about vaping. I heard about it. I wouldn't even try that. I can't answer. The only answer I can give you what I just said to you. I would never vape.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. And if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first statement is, our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention education and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, the large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are the less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all these methods to help reduce smoking rates and save as many lives as possible.
Yeah. Well, I can't answer that. All I can say, they should never make cigarette stuff, especially if it's done, you know, it's affecting people's lives and taking them away. So that's my answer.
All right. But based on kind of like the options given, where a 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree, and a 10 means that you strongly agree, where do you think your opinion lands based on this statement?
I guess I agree.
Would that be strongly agree?
I guess so.
All right. So quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to smoking, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether.
Yeah. Well, I can't answer that. Like I said, I'm a smoker, and I talk to my grandkids. Don't never pick up a cigarette. It'll harm your body. So that's
all right.
The best thing I can give you right now.
Okay. And opioids are killing 100,000 Americans.
I got to be on this phone with you. Because I'm not trying to be rude. I have company over here.
All right. So we're about 70% done with the survey, so only a few more questions and then we're done. I do want to thank you so much for your time, though.
You, how much more? Because I've been on this phone longer than 10 minutes. I'm not trying to be rude, but I have company over here. And some of those questions, I answer them the best to my ability. And it's all about smoking and all this other stuff. If they don't want people doing this stuff, they shouldn't put this crap out here. Because it's destroying people of all colors. Don't matter what color you are.
All right. So, but as I was saying, opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioid use, and in Europe and Japan to combat cigarette use by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking.
Well, like I said, I answered the question to my best ability, and I got to get back in here with my cup.
All right. Oh, we're almost done. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, and it's totally okay if you didn't, but I have to ask again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve the health of outcomes in the African-American community?
Yes.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I'm getting ready to hang up this phone. I've been on here long enough with you. So,
all right, we're almost done. It's like about just four questions.
A minute. You say you're almost done, but you're still talking. All I can say that any question you ask me, they need to get rid of all this stuff. So everything is, I don't agree with whoever's involved with this stuff. I disagree.
All right, so for the next question, it's really short one.
On the phone long enough with you. I got you.